Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are on 657 AM, and it is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. Do you remember that at 11 o'clock, Germany, Johan Elsa said, no, that is not Germany, Johan Elsa, that is Germany, Yannip Elsa. Yeah, Yannip Elsa will be coming in with perspective, and he'll be with you tot 12 uur, and at 12 o'clock, Lukom Kwedi Puti comes through with Heart to Heart from 12 o'clock up until 3 o'clock. Gave you two beautiful songs right there. Gave you Luludikana Savior. But before that, it was MOG Music, Awesome God. And yes, my family, it is exactly 29 minutes just before 10. I am honored. I only mentioned Sis Dikele Dibaloi. No, Sbongile, you are wrong. They are even in the building. You know, they are in the building, and it's really exciting that they came through. So I thought, no, he brought net low one. But no. I'm talking to Sis Dikele Dibaloi and Sis Mpo Moseta. They are from Moses Mabhida Foundation, which operates from Mamelodi, and it's Babuakadi TCC. Let me give them this. Good morning.
Good morning, Smongile and the listeners.
How are you, Sis Dikele?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Sis Mpo, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
And you guys,
all the listeners.
And you guys were getting lost.
Yes, we were.
Ah, maraliba mokasi. You were just from around the corner. And I'm like, we are lost. Which door? But welcome. Your first time at Radio Pulpit?
Yes, it's the first time.
Wow. Have you heard of Radio Pulpit before?
Yes, I've heard of Radio Pulpit.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes listen to it.
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow. So simple.
I don't want to lie. I've never heard of Radio Pulpit. It's my first time.
Uh-huh. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. Now you know.
Yes, now I
promise
you
that you will listen now.
I will listen from now on.
Yeah, no. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. It is always awesome to welcome you to our family. The family members on Radio Pulpit and on the show and on the other shows, they will put my head on the guillotine for not telling you that we are family. So I have to welcome you to our family. They are not listeners. They're like, tell them we are not listeners. So just to make sure that they are not listeners, but they are family members. And so you are from the Tutuzela care centers. Can you just brief us a little bit and tell us what are Tutuzela care centers all about? I'm not sure if I'm throwing it to
Tutuzela care center.
Uh-huh.
Tutuzela, this name is derived from a Xhosa name,
yeah,
which means comfort.
Oh yeah.
So the Tutuzela care centers are based in the hospitals.
Uh-huh.
It is a one-stop facility,
uh-huh,
which is established to support survivors of sexual offenses.
Oh my.
Yes.
Sure.
They form part of South Africa's anti-rape strategies,
uh-huh,
led by the NPA.
Mm.
So in the Tutuzela care centers, there's partners. They work together. When I name them, it's the NPA,
mm-hmm,
in the leading front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then comes the Department of Health.
Mm-hmm.
Then the SEPs,
mm-hmm,
which is the SAPS.
SAPS, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm, and the social development.
Mm.
Yes, that's how.
So it's only for minors.
No.
Survivors of sexual offenses,
no,
all
not,
of them?
Not only minors.
Okay, so at all ages?
At all ages.
Okay.
Everyone comes to the Tutuzela care center,
mm-hmm,
when they are sexually abused or violated.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question before I even get to why the Tutuzela care center. Do people sleep there?
No.
Is it that kind
of
a care center?
No, it's not a shelter.
Okay.
It is not a shelter,
okay,
but if someone needs shelter, we do organize shelter for them.
Okay.
Yes, we do organize shelters. And the Tutuzela, we ensure that people do not get secondary victimization.
Yes.
Hence, that's why it's a one-stop center.
Mm.
where the person can get all the services under one roof.
So the SAPS that you're working with are also trained?
Yes, they are trained. And there's a special unit which we call the FCS, which is the Family Violence, the Child Abuse and the Sexual Offence Unit.
In the past, Skidibone and Sisimpo, Zikelate. No, your name shouldn't change to Gidibone. I refuse.
No, it can't be.
Oh, you are the gay lady. But in the past, we have experienced people crying about the SAPS itself. Back then, when there was no unit that is like designed for that, where people would come in and say, "I'm going through this," and they're like, "But look at what you're wearing." So why were you there that time? You know, all of that. So they would get secondhand victimization.
Yes. So that's why at a TCC, the victim get all the services under one roof.
Okay.
To make sure that they do not get secondary victimized.
But why are Thuthuzela care centers important?
So the Thuthuzela care centers are important because survivors, often they face trauma, they face stigma and challenges when reporting sexual offences. So Thuthuzela care centres, they provide a safe, confidential and supportive environment.
Okay.
Services that I'm talking about, they include medical care,
okay,
psychosocial support, legal assistance and case management. So Thuthuzela care centers are important because they restore dignity, they empower survivors, and they help to break the cycle of silence and fear.
So you mentioned medical support. That's
medical care.
Yeah. What does that mean?
The medical care means there's a team of from the medical system,
okay,
which is the doctor and the nurses.
They are part of the partners.
Yes, they are also counselors for the clients. So everything is under one roof for the clients.
Sure. Okay, so tell me, here's a victim that comes in. Give me a scenario. What happens first?
The system,
maybe they're hysteric. Yes. I know somebody who has been going now ministering to others to say there's healing after rape. She has been raped twice in her life. The second time it was so brutal, there was blood and she nearly died from that. But thank God she was alive. And well, right now through God, she managed to forgive the offenders. And now she's going to, you know, yes, to say there is healing after this. But now the first experience that she had is what we spoke about earlier on when we said victimization, when she got to the police station and she was bleeding and bleeding until she fainted there without like proper care and proper treatment that was there. But now tell me about the Thuthuzela care center. When somebody gets there and they are like that and hysteric and there's blood involved and all of that, what happens? What's the first thing that happens? What do you do?
Okay, as the team is designated, when the client comes in, they get the victim assistant officer or our site coordinator who is from the NPA.
Okay.
Then they are the one who takes the client in. They welcome the client, make sure the client is comfortable and feel safe. Then to the medical team.
Okay.
Then there's a sister.
Yes. Before anything else,
before
the medical
anything
team.
Else, yes.
Okay.
Is
it to also get the semen if there is one?
Pardon?
Is it also to get semen samples?
Yes, also to get semen in the process. But when the client is fine, then that's when they can get the other services. But the first service will be to get the medical treatment. He's from the nurse. They will take the history and all the vitals and all everything, because we don't know their languages, what jargons they use.
Yes.
But they will do everything they can to help the client. Then the doctor is always involved. And after that, the client will be seen by a social worker, or firstly they will be seen by a social auxiliary worker for containment. Because remember, by then the client will be traumatized.
Of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then containment will be done to the client, for the client to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, everything will be
safe now.
Yeah. Everything will follow after all these processes. And then the victim assistant officer or the site coordinator ensures that the client knows all the procedures and everything that will be happening to them.
Okay.
For them not to be surprised of what's going to happen next, then they will be informed, well informed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So do you have everybody coming in to see the victim, or do you have to drive around, okay, now to the police station, now we are moving to this, or everybody would come to Zela Care Center to take care of that victim?
So Tutuzela Care Center is a one-stop center.
Yes.
So everyone is there. The police officers, you can call them and they come in.
That is
so
awesome.
The doctors are there, the nurses, everyone is there. Social workers, everything that you need is in one center.
Yeah, it's an answer, right? Tutuzela Care Center, it's an answer. Because some victims told of would mention that, no, then we drove. And I was cold, and there was uncertainty. Yes. Okay, so where are they taking me? Come out, hurry. And then, so, guys, I love you.
We love you too.
And so, explain further. I think you can go into details if you'd like to talk about this, the counseling and the police investigating. You can get into that as well.
Like when we are explaining, some of the clients, it happens that they go to the police station.
Okay.
But from the police, they come with the FCS, the ones I mentioned before, with unmarked vehicles so that they don't get the stigma.
Oh, yes.
Then they come into the center.
Mm-hmm.
After being seen by the doctor, and if the client is fine for the time, because remember, we can't see them for counseling and medically, for everything, when they have to explain everything well, where else everything has, a lot has happened to them on that certain day.
Okay.
Then they see social workers for after 7 days of the investigation, 7 days of the medical examination.
Mm.
Then they come in for counseling. And the counseling is a long term.
It's not just for that day.
It takes time, and it depends from the client on how their healing process goes.
Okay, court preparation.
Court preparations are also done. Yes, because we do have the NPAs.
Mm-hmm.
So the site coordinator and the victim assistant officer are there to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
At times, the client can come and say, "I'm not happy with the case." Then immediately. Because we do have in our office space, we do have the NPA inside. So everything is under one roof.
Just to add on what she was saying, we put our clients or victims in a 6 months program. This is where the nursing staff come in. They will also arrange a follow-up of medical treatment, more especially when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases and on the part of pregnancy testing and everything. And we also make sure that we put them in long-term counselings and referrals are done when necessary.
Mm. And adding on what Awisimpo is saying, when the client comes, and remember, it sometimes they have blood smeared all over them. We do give them a room. There are showers for them to change into clean clothes and warm clothes as well.
Oh, right. And so, how does the Department of Social Development support TCCs? Ikenajwang Department. Hey, yeah. I was saying to our family members, you please tune in. Maybe you also need the department's support and all of that. So, how does it support you guys?
The Department of Social Development, at the beginning of every financial year, it enters into a service level agreement with a non-profit organization like us, Moses Mabhida Foundation, that is placed at the Thuthuzela Care Center so that it can offer psychosocial services to the survivors of sexual violence. So this non-profit organization, Moses Mabhida Foundation, it will provide trauma counseling, emotional support, and all the social work services that will be needed to support the victims in coping with the psychological impact of sexual violence.
Sure. Since your involvement in this space as Thuthuzela Care Center, what have you seen happening? What are the testimonies that come from the victims that you get?
There are a lot of clients who come and say they have seen change in them, in themselves after the rape has happened. And they feel empowered. And a sense of self-discovery develops within themselves. The clients are able to stand for themselves and now know better on what to do for the future.
Wow. But I'm sure it's very difficult dealing with a child.
Yes, it is.
Worse than when you're dealing with an adult.
From one child to the other.
Yeah.
Other kids do not talk at all. Hmm. They just keep a silence.
And that's when you need like a counselor, a social worker, a psychologist to come and address that?
We usually do play therapy.
Yeah.
Yes, this is where they will use drawing so that they can express themselves.
But sometimes they don't even wanna, I guess. It's hard to get them to that part.
Yes.
Yes, it does, but a child is, it's just wonderful to work with a child because the moment they start bonding with a person,
they become free. Yeah. Yes. So everybody at Thuthuzela is trained.
Yes, everybody is trained in there. We get training like in a quarter. We can go twice for training.
Okay.
I wish the family could see your faces. Well.
Yeah, of course. You also need to download some of this somewhere and allow yourself to go through a healing process because I think some of the cases are really, really, really hard to deal with. But yeah, that is like, but I wish family could see your faces because they are so welcoming. I would feel home coming to Thuthuzela Care Center. So how can communities access your services, guys? Can I come all the way from Davidton to you because I've heard of you guys or is it just for the community at Mamelodi?
No, communities comes from all over.
Yeah.
Then if there's no hiccups for the client to go from far and about, then we are able to see the client. And in most cases, we use the police to transport the client to come to the center. So everybody is welcomed.
And if I'm listening and I'm like, yo, guys, I would like to also have such in Davidton, in Springs, Kosoweto. Can I come to you guys for advice? Are you available for that?
Yes, we are available.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our services is referrals.
Mm.
If we see that no, you are not supposed to be at our center, then we refer you to the relevant.
Oh, there are people who just come sometimes, and the cases are not relevant for you guys.
Yes.
Yo.
It happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. But how has being funded and supported by the Department of Social Development improved the TCC?
Because the social workers are funded, when we are funded by the DSC, remember this is done through the SLA, which is the Service Levies Agreement, which is done at every beginning of the financial year.
Mm-hmm.
So they fund us through monthly incomes. So that's how the work is done. There are social workers. They are social auxiliary workers. The social auxiliary workers work together with the nurses, staff, and the doctors for 48 hours.
Mm.
Thuthuzela does not close.
Yeah.
It is open at
throughout,
all times.
24/7.
Day and night.
365?
Yes. 365 days. we are there.
Okay, I should take you for a holiday.
Please.
Thanks again for talking to us about this, and thank you for the awesome work that you're doing in our community. Again, how do we get your services for the last time?
You can just come to Tuzela Care Center.
Mm-hmm.
You will get the services you need.
Are there numbers that we can call as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
073-161-3530.
I would like you to just share your closing statements to those who are tuned in and listening. Either they are victims or they have somebody who has been a victim in their families as well. Just a word of encouragement is important, then Sister Kennedy.
Okay, what I'm going to say is Thuthuzela Care Centers are located all over the world. Mm-hmm. So there are almost 70 Thuthuzelas. Here at Gauteni, there are around 7 Thuthuzelas. Mamelodi Hospital, the other one is at Lodiam, and others.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have to know that our services, they are free of charge. So what I'm going to say is, break the silence. Come and access our services.
Mm.
Okay.
Wow, thank you so much for that. And thank you for clarifying that, because who would think at the hospital you might find a Thuthuzela Care Center right there. So thank you for that, Sister Kennedy.
I would like to speak to parents.
Yeah.
Parents, please listen to your kids.
Mm.
Give them a listening ear. At times it happens that the child is reporting, but the parent is not taking it to consideration. Just listen to the kids, whatever they are saying.
Mm. Yeah, but when you say this, I know we said we are over, we are done. But when you say this, have you found that sometimes a person would come to Thuthuzela and report and it's not what it is? What they said, either a kid or an adult?
Unfortunately, that I can't remark on that, because
mm-hmm.
that's for the court, you
okay.
see. Mm-hmm. But we believe everything that line says.
So when they come to you, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What you say,
we take
it. We take it as is. Then the court will see as it goes. Okay. All right. Because I've met some counselors who say, hey, you have to be careful. Don't
so
believe everything.
That's not for us to be careful.
For you, you believe everything.
Believe everything.
Yeah. Which is like really awesome. Thank you for the great work that you're doing. May God continue to bless you. And I can see that you are not just doing it because it's work, but you also love doing what you do. It's written all over your faces. So I'm so delighted to hear such news, especially after years of people suffering when they had to report such cases. But now there's a place where we can go to and get help, cry and get help. May God awesomely bless you. Thank you for coming through.
Okay, thank you for inviting us.
When are you coming back again?
Whenever you want to just call us, just shout.
Okay, I'll do so. I'll shout.
And listen to the listeners, don't forget. To the family. The family, yes, I must get used to it.
Yeah.
Family, don't forget, to Thuthuzela Care Centers are there for you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Spiritual Growth on Air, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.